Good morning. Three Andalusian regional capitals, Cordoba, Granada and Malaga, yesterday reported exceeding a coronavirus incidence rate higher than 1,000 cases per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 14 days. Cordoba, specifically, with 1,729 recorded cases, has tripled its rate since last week. Hospitals on the Costa del Sol are now coming under pressure as a result. Malaga has the most hospitalisations, totalling 210, with 36 in intensive care units. Cordoba has 104, with 25 in ICU. And Granada has 86, with 13 in ICU. Latest figures from the Ministry of Health reveal that all eight capitals of Andalusia's provinces are above the 500 rate in the last 14 days. The regional president, Juanma Moreno, announced yesterday his government will call meetings of both the territorial health committees and the COVID-19 committee of experts, because we have to make some decisions in light of the increase in infections, he said. Moreno said that the government will decide any restrictions after hearing from the territorial committees, which will meet next Monday in the committee of experts the next day, the 4th of January. Around a dozen municipalities in the north of Malaga province have decided not to organise any large-scale events during the festive season. The towns are assessing the possible alternatives and taking into account the well-being and health of residents. Meanwhile, Valencia's regional president, Chimo Puig, ruled out further anti-COVID restrictions for the new year. He said it was up to each town or city hall to decide whether or not to suspend crowded events and celebrations. Despite earlier reports that COVID passports could be required for outdoor terraces, the regional president confirmed that there were no plans to introduce the measure. "We aren't going to create any more uncertainty," Puig said during a visit to Alicante City yesterday. The volcanic eruption is over, but we will not forget the people of La Palma, so Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said yesterday. Sanchez addressed the public during a visit to La Palma 2 days after scientists officially declared the end of the Cumbre Vieja eruption. Over €138 million of aid have been mobilised for the reconstruction of the island. And Spain is seeing its first cases of people simultaneously infected with both Delta and Omicron variants. Various cases have been detected in the north of the country. The Omicron variant has overtaken the Delta as the greatest source of new infections around the world, and it is possible to be infected with both Delta and Omicron variants at the same time. There is currently no data that indicates whether this is more dangerous than infections of a single variant. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.